Mandi kupalakidos. Lian sos ke frantesca. Mandi na suzelegadias. Ila kaberekons lekitas. Landi akobe leketis. And my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Imanakora sinaka. Ilendia sus ke prada. Limontos ke para. A season of the betting parties. This is a season of travail. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Apostle Dr. Caris Amewelt. Thank you so much. Thank you, ma. It's an honor to bring God's word to us. Amen. Can you lift up your hands towards heaven? Can you lift up your hands and bless the Lord? Keyboardies, just play strings. Drummer, can you just clasp the cymbal? Let's bless the Lord. Can you just bless the Lord? Let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield thy increase. The Lord our God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Shaberekum sakabaradia suska. Kabelia tamana komre kitabalagadia dosa. Abala suska. Pariada balande. Manda kabala silabarata. Ambila kasali abaradi adosa balati. Sambele barata lina masaya. Aye babala basila baragadiando rabadaska. Monda kapariando sisa. Ila baratele geziza. Monda baskambila kabarata. Ariande balasi balakatalia sa. Ila mande kabaliado siza. Ama masa kabariate kabalate. Have you not heard? Has it not been told you? That the everlasting God, the Lord of the ends of the earth, neither faint nor is weary. For there is no stretching of his understanding. He giveth power to the weak. And to they that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths are wrong and shall utterly faint and be weary. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Ariando silegedias, ilamanasika baradias. It is time for sons to mount up with wings as eagles. It is time to run. It is time to mount up. Alegabayasalia, ilamanamaniando robodiasaka baradi. And Jesus gave a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The opposite of praying is not prayerlessness. It is fainting. It is fainting. If you are not praying, you are fainting. Shamananiaka. Abeleliakande. Limanasoske. Radiasula. Lagiando kabiasaya. Aledalia sombre guinamande, liando combi cate, aleketeketa. For I will pour upon the house of David the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall call upon my name. Ilelelia sombelekia, lagiando robosanda, ilamandia kaba, arege de sisa. Ligebandi akobe ligaya. Yamani alalaka. Aregedi ando robodoska. Zimeleli akabela. Ligeli anata. Abradi aso. Liando. 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 Aye yamalasa. Aye babalatela. y la gadiando robodosis ligebendiosa liandiana ayamiaka yando kobala ale sama mama 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 kata ilagabariando robodoska alegelia mama nasianda ayeye iye mama nasaliando kobalata aregelia kabalata te aye mama nane ilata namasa aye geli gabaratelia dos ille bare shamalahea aya baladi ando siadaska liga mana natola. There is a release of the spirit of grace in this season. There is a release. Aye mama mama la kobeleta bradia seleila ilelelia kabea abele sambalata ayayayayayaya tamala ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay waters of life flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Flowing from the throne of God. Lima mana kora badadaska. Aliagabara di andorobolika. Akebelegesita. Liga manto parata. Abregadiando. Alima manaka. Arade gezia. Alea. Ayamelege parakataya. Zamamamala di andoroska. Ay, 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 ay. Shababalagadia Baroska. Ila mana manakata. La quata barata. Erabadadiasa. Leke pariada badosa. Engabala sola baradia. Palagadias. This is the season to establish your dominion in the earth. This is a season to establish the dominion of the kingdom in the earth. Kamelia kabera, abelasaria, ayamina sala, abarakumbelekaya, balagadia sambeleketa. Oh, blessed be your name. Ilamana nelegese balagadiaska. Kambala kaborosi la katate. Elia mamana sila garagadaska. Manda bakumre kila balata. Kila baragadia badoska. Ilamania kusapata. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name. A season in God is upon us. A season of the manifestations of the sons of God. The Bible says creation is groaning. And is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. It is time for the sons of Zion to rise in the power of the kingdom. And begin to establish the dominion of God in every sphere that God plants us. Ikamanasus kabala. Hallelujah. Can you please? Thank you. Hallelujah. Melenon sakradiska. So much transmission is going on from heaven into the earth. God is positioning us. It is a season to reign. The Bible said, they that have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they shall reign in this life through one man, Christ Jesus. Not in heaven. They shall reign in this life. Hallelujah. Can you please just sit down for a few minutes and then we'll be up to pray. Amen. It's very important for us that as we step into a new year like this, we'll begin to build capacity.
We begin to wait on the Lord. Thank God for the season of fasting and praying and waiting on God. I want you to know that it is not in vain. Every investment in the Spirit has a return. The Bible says godliness has profit for this life and the life to come. So every investment, every time of tarrying and pressing into God, it is not just for heaven. It's not so that you will make heaven. You will make heaven. It's for a life that will count. Godliness has profit for this life. Hallelujah. And so when we come like this, at seasons like this, to wait upon the Lord. Like Isaiah chapter 40 tells us, verse 28, it's so that our strength can be renewed. Fasting is not just a Christian practice. Fasting is a spiritual practice. It's a spiritual practice for everyone who wants to gain momentum in the spirit. For everyone who wants to access reality in the spirit realm. For everyone who wants to be empowered by the supernatural. And so even witches and wizards, even people of other religions know the power of fasting. Because they know, they understand that life is spiritual. And if you are going to gain advantage over ordinary humans on the earth, you must have a supernatural backing. You must be empowered from the invisible. What affects the visible, the tangible realm, are transmissions, transfers from the intangible, from the invisible. And so beginning a year like this, it is important for us to wait. It is important for our strength to be renewed. Just like an eagle will separate itself to the mount and it will go through a season for 40 days. The eagle will be on the mount shedding off its old beak, the old feather, sucking honey from the rock, receiving strength, going through a process of renewal. Because you see, there's something about the eagle that after several years or seasons of soaring and moving from one mountain and one region to another, something happens. The ego begins to lose its strength. The ego begins to lose its vitality. The ego begins to lose its visionary power. The sight of the ego begins to dim. Because a matured ego has the ability to see as far as 12 kilometers. But you see, when it goes through season of walking and walking and walking without renewal, something happens. The visionary power begins to diminish. So the ego will need to retreat for 40 days. And after that season of 40 days, something happens. A fresh beak grows out. New feathers come in. The strength of the ego is renewed. The visionary capacity of the ego is renewed. So that the ego from a distance can sight a prey many kilometers away and go for it. The ego can ride above the storm and weather the storm. The storm will not be a disadvantage. While other birds are looking for places to hide, the ego sees the storm as an advantage to rise. And the Bible likens the experience of the renewal of the believer like that of the ego. He said the believer rises and renews his strength. That's what happens to us when we spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, seeking the Lord and seeking for perspective. Something happens. God begins to flood our spirit with light. Our visionary power begins to heighten. The capacity to see far, the capacity to see with discernment, with precision, with accuracy, the things that heaven is speaking for your life, for the season, for the years to come, is given to you. The advantage of the ego is the strength that the ego has and the sight, the power of vision that the ego has. Hallelujah. And that's why Paul, speaking in Ephesians chapter 1, he said that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. So God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Why? So that the eyes of your understanding will be flooded with light. So that your capacity to see into the eternal plans of God, into the purpose of God, into the emphasis of the Spirit for the season can be enlarged. And then in chapter 3, verse 6, he said that God will strengthen you with might by Spirit in your inner man. So that you can rise and reign. A man cannot reign in life without light. You can only reign to the degree to which you have light. Your rulership in the earth, your dominion in the earth is established by light. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14 and 16, the Bible says God gave two great lights in the firmament in the heavens to do what? He said to rule over the day and the night. He said, let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. It is by light that we rule over time. It is by light that you gain momentum in time. It is by light that you rule over the day and the night. So times of waiting and praying and seeking the Lord are avenues for the Holy Ghost to flood your inner man with light so that you will ride over time. So that you will bring the realities of heaven as God has ordained for you in time. Because you see, light is very important. The Bible says light is that which makes manifest. And you see, light guarantees speed in the journey of life. It is light that determines the speed you have. A man who has much light has speed. So it is important for us to seek the Lord. Light will bring counsel. Light will bring direction. Light will give you wisdom. It was said of Daniel that in him was the spirit of the holy gods. And light and understanding and excellent wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Light, understanding, excellent wisdom. That's what happens when you wait. Your spirit begins to gain momentum. The king of Assyria in Isaiah chapter 36 sent a message to Hezekiah. He said, submit and pay tributes. Bring your people under my dominion. And Hezekiah said, no, we trust in the name of the Lord. We trust in God to deliver us. And the king sent a message. He said, I heard about your boasting. He said, do you have counsel and might for war? That's the question. It means dominion on earth is established by counsel and might. He said, do you have counsel and might to war? It means if you do not have counsel and might, you will be under the servitude of the enemy. Forces of life will dominate you. That's why we wait on the Lord. He floods our spirit with counsel. He floods our spirit in might so that we can begin to enforce the will of God. You see, every time we talk about dominion, dominion is not attained without war. A man doesn't just wake up and begin to superimpose his influence over a territory, over a sphere, without war. And so when light comes to us, I will wait upon the Lord, and our spirit man is empowered as we begin to engage in prayer. We'll begin to war. We'll begin to proclaim the dominion of Christ over our territories, over our families. We'll begin to speak. A man who is energized, his utterance is different. Your spirit man must be energized. Your eyes must be flooded with light. You must have counsel. You must understand what God is doing for the nation in this season. What God is doing in this house. And what God is up to with your life. That's what will give you advantage. David speaking about his seed. Talking prophetically about Jesus. Psalms chapter 72 verse 8. He said his dominion shall be from sea to sea and from rivers to the ends of the earth. That's God's purpose. He wants the dominion of the church to be from sea to sea, from territory to territory, from flesh to flesh. That's how God wants us to rise. But we must learn the art of waiting. We must learn the art of receiving light. Light from God. Light that will pedestal us. It takes light to rule over the day and night. And your time on earth is a summation of day and night. Your days on earth is a summation of day and night. So if you say you are 30 years old, what does it mean? Calculate 365 days times 30. That's the number of days and years, days and night you have spent on the earth. The summation of a man's days on earth is in day and night. And the Bible says it is light that rules over the day and night. It means when we begin to gain momentum as light comes, we will rule over the affairs of life. We will rule over circumstances. We will rule over situations. That things that have been keeping you under, suddenly you mount up. You mount up. You mount up. God is exalting our horns like the horn of a unicorn. He's anointing us with fresh oil. It takes your horn being exalted. It takes a fresh oil coming upon you for you to spread your dominion. Hallelujah. That's why we wait upon the Lord. That God wants us to rise and become mobile glory hotspot in the earth. That you'll be in places, you will enter into a place without laying on of hands, the influence of darkness will move. Darkness will shift. You will begin to radiate the glory of God. I want you to believe that. That in this season, that's what God is doing. He's enlarging our spirit, man. He's enlarging our spirit, man. He's giving us power. Power inside of us to make declaration as priests and kings of God that will shift things for our families. This is time to become that life-giving spirit. This is a time to go about speaking to things. Speaking to both animate and inanimate things. Because in the realm of the spirit, everything is alive. When you watch movies like some of these epic movies, you see trees talking. You see rocks talking. You see houses talking. Because in the realm of the spirit, everything is alive. Everything has the ability to hear. That's why the Bible said the earth will open his mouth and swallow some people. Jeremiah will speak and say, "Oh earth, hear the word of the Lord. Render Cornelia and his household childless." Because the earth has the ability to hear. The wind has the ability to hear. That's why Ezekiel will prophesy to the four winds of the heavens. Because the wind can hear. This is a time to engage in prophetic prayer. This is time to go about speaking to things. Speaking to your gates. You enter your house. You speak to your sitting room. You speak to the air in your house. You speak to your neighborhood. You speak to your community. Because everything has the ability to hear. This is a season for every believer. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Because that's where light is going to come from. That's where fire is going to come from. Revelation chapter 8. The prophet John spoke about the ministry that goes on in heaven. How he saw an angel burning incense on the golden altar before the throne of God, together with the prayers of the saints. He said, when the incense rose to God, something happened. The angel took a tongue and collected fire from the altar and cast it into the earth. And the Bible said there was fire, there was thundering, there was earthquake. Believers must keep up with the priestly ministry of prayer in this season. That's how dominion is going to come. And in Revelation chapter 9, verse 13, John said, and I heard a voice coming from the four horns of the golden altar. This is a time, see, let me tell you, you must keep your priestly ministry. That's where the voice of God is going to come from. The voice that will give you direction, the voice that will empower you for the days to come, will come from the four horns of the altar. From the four horns of the altar. We must seek the Lord in this season. You see, for me, before we enter into 2020, the Lord began to speak to me and give me light from November. And he began to say, 2020 is a gateway year into the decade. He began to say, prepare not just for a year, but for a decade. He began to speak about the decade. Began to give visions. Began to give revelation, insights about the season and the things that will come upon the nations. And one of the things the Lord showed me in a very dramatic encounter, in the vision of the night in December, was that I saw creatures, beings, falling into the earth. Beasts, creatures, falling into the earth. And everywhere they landed in the earth, there were all kinds of destructions and disasters. And I woke up terrified from that vision of the night. And the Lord began to say, watch and see what will begin to happen in the beginning of the decade. He said there will be earthquakes. There will be floods. There will be disasters. Acts of terror. Destructions like we have never seen before. He began to speak about wars. He began to speak about pestilence. I want you to put Jeremiah chapter 28 verse 8. It's a season we have entered into. And he showed me from Revelation chapter 9 also the activity of the angel in charge of the abyss called Apollyon, Abaddon. He said, the prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesy both against many nations and against great kingdoms. Of what? Of war and of evil and of pestilence. New King James said, of war, of what? Disaster and pestilence. And if you see that in Revelation chapter 9, speaking about the activity of Apollyon, the angel of destruction. And so the moment we entered into the new year, you began to see all kinds of destruction from wildfire, from earthquakes, from wars, from volcanoes. The Lord began to give light on specific areas to pray for across the globe. He said, in this decade, we will see the activity of Apollyon multiply. This is a decade where you will see disasters happen more than that which the earth have seen in the last four decades. You see, we are not speaking doom. Many times when we speak like this, somebody thinks you are talking about doom. Read the book, read the writings of the prophet, and know the things that prophets speak. And God gave me that scripture. He said, the prophets that have been behind before you, they spoke of these things. You see, I'm beginning to proclaim them. Let the church begin to pray. It began to show of tremors and earthquakes that we'll even see in Africa. He said, this decade will be a decade of global contradictions. Because in the midst of the activity of Apollyon, the angel of destruction, we will experience the beginning of the greatest outpouring of signs and wonders and miracles. And revival and harvest like the church has never seen before in history. So the church have actually come into a season of the bed pangs. This is a decade of the bed pangs for the church. It will be the season of travail. You know when a woman is about to give birth, you know the things that she goes through. That pain, that travail, this is the beginning. And Isaiah said, have you heard such a thing? Shall the nation be born in the day? Shall the earth be made to bring forth at once? He said, but as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Because this is a season of the betting pangs. This is a season of travail. So I'm not only speaking about 2020. I'm speaking about a decade that God is telling the church to prepare. Because the church will now be the light and the hope of the nations. It will be a season of global contradiction. As Apollyon is walking, the angel of the Lord's presence is walking. For people who have been preparing themselves with God, it's a season to ride into a new level of the witness of Christ through your life. It's a season to prepare for signs and wonders and miracles. A revival and harvest like we have never seen before. We have come into a kairos moment in God. So it will look as if the devil is walking and God is walking in the midst of that. Because this is the beginning of the season of the redemption of the purposes of God in the earth. That through the church, the manifold wisdom of God will be made known to principalities and powers according to the eternal purpose that he had proposed in Christ Jesus before the world began. It's a season to rise in dominion. That's what I'm saying as a believer. If you are not a man of the altar, the spirit of Apollyon will move, because we will see this spirit walking at international levels, at national levels. This spirit will go after rulers. It will go after people who have scepter to legislate in the earth. So we'll hear strange happenings. You will hear of government of nations come under the influence of Apollyon. You will hear of chaos. And God is saying in the midst of that, my church will be compelled to fulfill an eternal calling as a house of prayer for all nations. This is a time in prophecy that the church will fulfill that call. Isaiah 56 verse 7. He said, even then will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their sacrifice and their offerings shall be accepted on my holy altar, and my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. And Jesus said, is it not written in the word that my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations? How come you have made it a den of thieves? I tell you, this is a season, because the healing of the nation is going to come from the rivers that flows from the altar. Ezekiel said he saw the river flowing from the altar through the threshold of the temple. And everywhere this river goes, everything that is dead come alive. When the river enters the sea, all the fish come alive. And when the Bible talks of sea, prophetically is a language for people, tribes, tongues, and nations. You'll see that in Revelation chapter 17. John said, I saw the woman that sits upon many waters, and the water speaks of people, nations, tribes, and kings. You see, and the woman speaks about that great city that rules over the king of the earth. So there's a demonic spirit city that rules over the kings of the earth, bringing chaos and the dictates of darkness in the earth. But the Bible said the river that will bring healing and revival. Because he says everything that is dead will come to life. That's revival. He said he will bring healing, and in the midst of the rivers, men will stand and stretch out their hands for a great catch. That means harvest will come. He said men will catch fish by the river. It means the river will flow from the throne of God. It will bring revival. It will bring healing. It will bring great harvest. So this is the season as a believer to pray for a lifestyle. Pray for a living. Make prayer your way of life. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Because the strength of your priesthood is going to determine your dominion in the earth. It's going to determine how much authority, how much influence you are going to wield, how much power you are going to wield in the earth. That's where the voice of God will come from. That's where grace will come from. Emanakora silaka. Elendi asus kebrada. Limon toske para. And so you watch, you see the acts of terror going on in our nation. The church believers are being slain, being martyred, and put on social media for people to walk. It's the beginning of a betting pangs. The betting pangs is beginning so that revival can come. So that in the midst of the workings of Apollyon, the glorious church will rise. There's a conquering church that is rising in this season. There is a church that is being trained by the Spirit of God in the art of sophisticated warfare to conquer, to establish the dominion of the king. And every one of us is a part of this church. It is time to conquer. It is time to lay hold of the wealth of the earth. It is time to eat of the riches of the earth. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 7. He said the profit, the riches, the wealth of the earth is for all. Even the king himself is being served by them. So it is time for men to rise. It is time to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. It is time to receive an empowerment. It is time for the spirit of grace to be released. It is time to mount up, to take your place. It is time to lay hold of your mountain. It is time to possess the gates of the enemy. He said, thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. Isaiah 28 from verse 6. He said, the Lord of hosts shall be a royal diadem upon the remnant of Israel. It shall be the spirit of judgment upon him that sits in judgment. It shall be strength to him that takes the battle to the gate. Let me tell you, you can't lay hold of your possession in the earth without strength. It takes battle. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And he said, only the violent will take it by force. It is time to occupy, Jesus said. He said, occupy till I come. As a nation, we are being forced either to pray and find the stronghold of Zion or to perish. Elamanto selekina, ligrandia soskepa, elamangregis kobilata. Because there's a wind blowing in this nation, and the church is being prepared for a season of glory. You know, last year, the Lord gave me a vision, and I saw in the south, I saw a military presence. I saw something similar to that which happened in the days of Obasanjo in Zakibiam. I saw a community being invaded by the military and people killed. And I woke up from that kind of terrible dream. The Lord says, begin to pray and herald for the south, because something is going to begin to happen. He said, you are entering a season where the southerners are going to find their identity. They're suddenly going to be like a reef with the north. He said, they are going to begin to set up structures. He said, and a rebellion will come from the north. And watch and see. Because the military is going to be a tool to the government. And so the last few days, if you have been following the media, the whole Amotekun and all of that, just watch and see. What I'm doing, I am giving you preview of coming attraction. That it is time for the church to prepare. There is something coming. It is time for the church to prepare. It is time for the church to prepare. And God says, put your eyes on the last quarter of the year. He said, a wind is going to blow even into the Asur rock. And there's going to be a change. Don't tell me what it is. I'm only saying what I heard. I don't know what it is. Alema kora sila gadas. Hilakumbre kitabalakata. Hilamana suske. Bradi askaba. Can I have the drummer there? Linana suske. Lakwate kibarakata. Hikambele kuskaparate. Ilana suselegedia. Angre gido siska. Pariaton zelekida. Hiamela susaka. Yamalanon zigelegedia. Ilakapariando zizegelegedia. Ilakabero zizelia. Ilemenezuskapa. Eladia sonzilakata. Tonight as we pray, the Lord will begin to anoint the lips of people. The Lord will begin to anoint the tongues of people. He will begin to touch your tongue with coals of fire. Because the authority of a man is seen in his words. For where the word of a king is, there is power. God is going to begin to anoint your tongue with a new authority, with a new utterance. You'll begin to speak and things will begin to catch fire. Strongholds of darkness will be consumed. Hey, Kabelasa. Mandelia Kabelasa. Halegede gilagada de. Signs, wonders, and miracles are not going to come by activity. It is going to begin to happen because the Lord is touching our lips. Because the Lord is putting his words in our mouth. Like he said to Jeremiah, and the Lord touched his tongue and said, behold, I have put my word in your mouth, and I have set you over nations and kingdoms. To root out, to pull down, to throw down, to destroy, to build and to plant. It is with your words that you are going to root out. It is with your words that you are going to pull down. It is with your words that you are going to destroy. It is with your words that you begin to build. You begin to plant. Word power, authority to build, to plant, to establish the dominion and the government of God in the earth. Ikabele gega liga barate ilalaye ayaga da 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 abaraka baba ba ilamama mako aye samamama malaka. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions. And all the powers of the devil, and nothing shall by enemies harm you. I am a cobele, aregedia capelagada, alagayagadi agada dos, I am a malate, la quana mere, ale, ayayayatala. For your mouth will speak wisdom, and the meditation of your heart will give you understanding. Your right hand shall teach you terrible things. La quande kepa eregediaka ayayamelegedia kabere. It is time to bear the scepter of the Lord and begin to rule in the earth, and begin to decree righteous justice, righteous judgment in the earth. It is time to begin to judge the works of darkness. It is time to enter your family and begin to judge thrones of iniquity. Shall the throne of iniquity that frame mischief by law have fellowship with you, O God? It is time to begin to judge the thrones of iniquity. That's how our dominion will be established in the earth. Yagabaratela ilamandia kabe elegiako ramamamaka ikabelegazia yagabalato abelagadiato aleko. Revelation chapter 11 from verse 3. And I will give power to my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy 1,260 days. He said, these are the two olive trees and the lampstands that stand before the God of the earth. And if any man tries to harm them, fire will proceed out of their mouth and judge their enemies. And anyone who tries to kill them, the Bible says, in the same manner, they shall be killed. And these shall have power to shut the heavens that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. And they shall have power over water to turn it to blood. They shall have power to smite the earth with as many plagues as they will. That's when the Lord says, He will begin to touch the tongue of believers. We have entered a season where the Lord can carry two believers and say, go to this territory. Go and speak to the powers that be. You will go there and speak and return. I see a decade where people will be sent to nations and territories just to go and judge demonic structures, just to go and speak to the prince of Tyros, just to go and speak to the prince of Persia, where believers will be clothed with authority. That's why you must wait on the Lord. I want us to pray in the next 5 minutes. It is a season to begin to manifest your authority, to begin to manifest your authority, to begin to reign as a king in the earth. It is time for the earth to give you your wealth. It is time for the loins of kings to be loose. It is time for the two leaf gates to be open. Thus hear the Lord, to Cyrus is anointed, whose right hand I have holding. I will subdue the nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings. And they shall open unto him the two leaf gate, which shall not be shut. I will go before him and make the crooked path straight. I will open to him the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, am the Redeemer of Israel. Let me tell you one of the ways that God will establish our dominion in the earth this year and in this decade is that you will begin to open to us the treasures of darkness. You will begin to open to us the riches of secret places. Because he that pays the piper decides the tunes. He begins to open to us the treasures of darkness. He begins to open to us the riches of secret places. You are going to know wells by the anointing. You are going to know wells by the Spirit. This is the season. This is the season where the hand of God, the power of our dominion, will come upon us. It will subdue territories. With our wealth, we will bring souls into the kingdom. With the power of God, we will extend the frontiers of the kingdom. I want you to pray. As a Father, in this season, anoint us afresh. Touch our tongue with coals of fire. Let a new authority, let a new spirit of dominion, let it come upon us. It is time to rule the day and the night. It is time to rule the day and the year. It is time to prophesy. I am a kobalate. Abregedia. Your dominion will be from sea to sea, from river to river, from campus to campus, from city to city, from village to village. I am in Lakata, a pariagada, Iagada Gada Gada Gada, Ilagada Gada 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 Gada, Abragadiando Robodo, I am a Laquanaxa, Abregade, 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 Liga Baragadiasa, Ilamania Cabelege, Ilegede Gayege Parate, Ayege Borogodos. A new coronation for the year, for the decade,
God is touching men. Ladigo barakeko ikaparadiando ilagabero ayege barakate alege beregedo ayaya pate ilagaberuza elekwane ikabaya arabadiato ilabaria gabalagadia ilagabara gabalagada abregedinopsa lima mama makolo ilagage ayeboro sabalade ilagabara katondelesa ibariando robodiaka lagadigabara kondobosa ayabaro legededia ilagabade. Say, Lord, it is time to break out to the left and to the right. It is time to break out. Strengthen your cord. Lengthen your tent. Strengthen your stake. For it is time to break out to the right and to the left. The sons of the prophet came to Elisha and said, the place where we are is too small for us. Let us go yonder. And every one of them begin to cut their beams. It is time to cut your beams. It is time to lay hold of your axe. It is time to cut your beams. It is time to cut your beams. Oh, embassy of heaven. It is time to lay hold of your axe. It is time to begin to cut your beams. And begin to cut your beams. For the place where we are is too small for us. It is time to go yonder by the Spirit of the Lord. By the Spirit of the Lord. Amekoto, in your business, it is time to go yonder. In the ministry, it is time to go yonder. In your family, it is time to go yonder by the Spirit of the Lord. For it's not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Who art thou mountain before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt be made plain, and you will bring forth the capstone by the shout of grace. Grace! Grace! Hey, amelegedigada, alebrogodo, ilabarato, ilapate. Who is that man that goeth to measure Jerusalem? Tell that young man that Jerusalem shall be like a city without walls because of the multitude of men and of the cattle. And the Lord shall be the glory around Jerusalem. The Lord shall be a wall of fire and the glory in the midst of her. Abaladiado Saka. Liga Barete, stop measuring with the tools of men. Stop measuring with the plumb line of men. Because the Lord is measuring new allotment for you. David said, the Lord is my portion and my cup. He maintained my lot. The lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Yay! I have a good inheritance. I have a good heritage. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my cup. The Lord maintains your lot. The Lord is the one measuring your lot. The Lord in his benevolence. The Lord in his goodness is measuring your lot. That in 2020, the Lord has measured your lot. In the decade, the Lord has measured your lot. It is time to step in. Step in. Irabala salia kombe. Hariando kobe ligasa. Aramani kobe. Ligamandu yaka. Ale barate. Ilagabari kombele. Ilamane akaba. Yakeba. 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 I want you to shout. In my family, the Lord is my portion. The Lord is my cup. The Lord maintains my lot. In this house, in this church, I declare that this year the Lord has cut out your portion. It is time to enter your allotment. It is time to enter your inheritance by the Spirit of grace. For the right hand of God doeth valiant in this season. The right hand of God is upon us. Is upon us. Is upon us. Yekapake. For the sun shall not smite you by night. The sun shall not smite you by day. Nor the moon by night. You will not be afraid of the noise of pestilence that wasted in noonday. You will not be afraid of the arrow that flieth by day. With your eyes you will see. You will see the salvation of the Lord. Of the Lord. Of the Lord. Of the Lord. Amele Kesaya. Abrande Kobelia. Elegadiaka. This is a decade that the Lord is putting his power in our mouth. And we will prophesy, and the impossible will happen. And they shall prophesy, and I will show signs in the heavens, wonders in the earth, blood and fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that as many that will call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. The harvest of this season will come by the power of signs, by the power of wonders, by the power of miracles, by the power and the workings of the Holy Ghost. Lift up your hands. Kebaria kata. Hilamanaka yakidonos. I see the Lord strengthening people now. There is a reinforcement from the Holy Ghost. There is a reinforcement. Paul said, I desire to come to you again and again, but Satan hindered us. He said, a great and effectual door has been opened to me, but there are many adversaries. It means you need capacity to enter into your open door. A great and effectual door has been opened, but he said, your adversary waiting for you. Come in, let's see. You need power in your inner man. You need strength. He said, yes, I wanted to come the other time. Satan hindered me. God opened a door here, but the adversaries are plenty. Now it's time. Lift up your hands and cry to God. Say, Lord, I receive grace. Grace to enter into every open door for the hour. Every open door as a ministry, as a church, as individuals. I declare, let there be grace. Receive grace in this hour. Receive grace. Grace to enter your breakthrough. Grace to enter your open door. That in this season, the Lord is breaking forth against the adversary like the breakthrough of many waters. Baal Perazim is gone before you. Baal Perazim is upon you by his spirits. Hakemeliata Semiagabalaka. Spirit of God, clothe us with the spirit of might. Clothe us with the spirit of counsel. Flood our vessel with light. Let eyes begin to burn. Let eyes begin to burn. Now, now, now. Let the prophetic fire begin to burn in your eyes. Burn in your eyes. Burn in your eyes. Let your eyes begin to burn with the vision of the Lord. You will see. You will know. You will see. You will know. You will step in. You will step in. You were stepping. You were stepping. Palekombika. Rateketo. Lekebaraka. Legediaka. Lord, I decree right now. Let the mantle for signs. Let the mantle for wonders. Let the mantle for miracle. Let it spread. Let it spread over this building. I call every impossible case to bow before you. Lift up your heart to the Lord. Let every impossibility in your family collide with the power of God. Collide with the power of God. Let that demonic altar collide with the power of God. Let that witchcraft decree collide with the power of God. Let that demonic embargo collide with the power of God. I command every demonic sanction, let it be broken. I command every demonic mission, let it be aborted. Let it be aborted. Let it be aborted. Break forth. Break forth. Break forth. Break forth. The power of the breaker is upon you now. The glory of the Lord is your defense. The glory of the Lord is your defense. Ah, I see an anointing coming. Lina Masia. Hikebiria Kata. God is imparting grace now. There is a stirring going on. There is a stirring, stirring, stirring. The waters of the Spirit are being stirred right now. Lift up your hands in this place. The waters of the Spirit is being stirred right now. Lord, let there be a stirring. Let there be a stirring now. Take, 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 take. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let there be a clothing of grace. Let there be a clothing of grace. Let the grace of God begin to clothe you. For in this season, God makes all grace abound to you. God makes all grace, every shade of grace, every kind of grace that you need in this season. I declare that the fountain of grace breaks forth before you. God makes all grace abound to you. That you have sufficiency in all things. You have all sufficiency. You have all that it takes for every good work. You have grace for every good works. You have grace to be a soul winner. You have grace to heal the sick. To cast out devils. You have grace to prosper. That grace to prosper. According to Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. It is a power. It is a power. It is a power resting upon a man that gives him the ability to attract wealth. God gives you the power to prosper. God gives you the power to prosper. Prosper in your ministry. Prosper in your calling. Prosper in your family. Prosper in your academics. Prosper in the works of your hand. Prosper in your job. Break out. Break out. By the spirit of dominion. By the spirit of dominion. The Lord releases upon us tonight. The spirit of dominion. The mantle of dominion. You will not be small. You will not be small. You will not be small. Though your beginning be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. You are increasing. You are breaking out. For who has despised the days of little beginning? It is a mystery of the kingdom. God always begins with a man small. But it's an error to remain small. Father, thank you for grace tonight. Thank you for grace. Thank you for grace. Thank you for grace. Thank you for grace. Shambele kurata. Pains are vanishing. Diseases are vanishing. Infirmities are vanishing. Every kind of weakness you came with, I curse it to its roots. I command weakness to leave your bodies. I command pain to leave your bodies. I command infirmity to leave your bodies. I declare the help of God. Mandiku palakidos. Lian sos ke frantesca. Mandina suzelegadias. Ila kabere kon selekitas.
Landia Kobeleketis. And Israel chapter 6 verse 14 says, and the elders of Israel built and finished it and prospered by the prophesying of the prophet. He said the elders of the Jews were building and the prophets were with them helping them. Helping them by releasing divine words. That when the elders come and say, see, stones are about to finish and the workmen are weary, the prophets come and speak. And suddenly there's a reinvigoration of the strength of God. And men begin to walk. And suddenly an utterance goes forth. And men begin to bring wood from Lebanon. Men begin to bring gold from Tyre. The sons of Sidon begin to come. The invisible force begin to compel help from every side. Because God is the God of all flesh. He's the Father of all spirit. He begins to compel the spirit of a man. A man can be in the U.S. Suddenly he's under pressure to come back home. Because while you were praying, spirits were released. It's not only native doctors and witches that release spirits. When we pray, we release spirits. Angels are spirits. Are they not spirits sent for to minister to the heirs of salvation? So we speak, spirits are released. Because God is the Father of spirits. God began to move upon the heart of men from near and far. Melekuna makata. I want you to strengthen your cord. I want you to lengthen your cord. I want you to strengthen your cuttings. I want your heart to enlarge. I want you to believe God for the impossible. I want you in this year to believe God for things you have never believed. I want your faith to be stretched. I want you to begin to stretch forth by your faith. And lay hold of things that your physical eyes cannot see. That by your faith, you begin to touch the intangible. You begin to pull them into the tangible realm. Lord, I declare a season to build. I declare a season to prosper. I declare a season to finish. By the prophetic word. The Lord told me as I was entering the year. He said, this is the year that 2 Chronicles 2020 will find fulfillment on a new level. 2020. 2 Chronicles 2020. So believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe also in his prophet, so shall you prosper. Lord, I decree by the anointing of your spirit, let there be prosperity by the spirit. Let there be prosperity by the spirit. Let there be acceleration by the spirit. Let the spirit that came upon Elijah come upon you. Come upon you. Begin to outrun the chariot of hell. Let the grace of God be upon you. Let the builder's anointing be upon you. Let the finisher's anointing be upon you. That everything you lay your hand this year to do, you will finish it. There will be no abandoned project in your life. As a ministry, there will be no abandoned project. It shall be said that the hand of Zerubbabel has begun this. And his hand also has finished it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The forces of the spirit are released. They are mobilized. They are conveyed for your profiting. You will profit this year. You will profit by the Holy Ghost. You will profit by the hand of God. I want to speak because of time. I can't go in to minister to people, but I want to pray for that man, sir, that elderly man. Can you lift up your hands? Yes, I want to pray for you. Father, yes, you. Lift up your hands. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is coming upon you now. God is giving you grace. God is giving you grace. I see God put wealth in your hands. I see God put wealth in your hands. Jesus. 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 I see you enter into an office with a document. And the Lord says, I'm opening a new season. I'm causing promotion. I'm causing acceleration. I'm releasing grace. In this season, you will build. You will finish. by the hand of the Lord. Alenon sakradiska. Ilemanakasoska. Ilemongregadiska. For it is a season of the multiplier's anointing. God says he's multiplying the works of your hands. He's multiplying you. And suddenly your presence shall be everywhere. You will prosper not just in ministry, but in business. In business. In business. For the spirit of excellence is upon you. Grace! God says, I will release your sound. I release your sound in this season. I'll cause you to multiply. I'll cause you to enter new places. I see business multiplying. I see the Lord anointing you. God putting a new fragrance upon you. And I see you in no time speaking among entrepreneurs, empowering kingdom entrepreneurs, giving strategies from heaven by the anointing of the Spirit. Because God says, I'm going to make you a sign. You will watch this year. That as the year comes to a close, you will turn back and see. And you will see that an invisible hand has been working in your affairs. That has been bringing prosperity. That has been causing you to prosper. And today God gives you a new fragrance. A new fragrance. A new fragrance. That shall be smelled from afar off even before you come. And that fragrance shall be upon your name. And men shall remember you. For the Lord says, I give you a new name. I give you a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall call. Sembrokos kapaka, hilanesos kevradas, sina kelehiska, abrekes konvrekiton, sila kabaratela, inanania konvrekinanasa, ilate, ilate, helesus kebra, ile konvrekine mensuske, hilenia sonze krediskata. I looked at you in the spirit and I saw you lifting up a son. And the Lord said, this shall begin. His coming shall begin a new season. A new season of grace. A new season of shifting. For you have put one leg into the stream. And the spirit of the Lord said, I shall hold your hands and bring the other leg. And I shall cause a ripple effect. Monde kiton salaka. You are putting your feet into the rivers. You are putting your feet into the rivers. And the ripple effect shall be felt. It shall be felt. The influence shall be felt. Because the Lord has found you faithful. Ilamana koragaliga balagadia sonze lagadias. Ilagada barakonzi labarus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for help. Thank you for a new season. For through your help, you have caused our mountain to stand strong. Thank you for help in this season. Paul said, I haven't obtained help from the Lord. I continue to this day, bearing witness both to the great and to the small, saying of no other thing but that which the prophet spoke about the Lord Jesus. Obtain help in this city. Obtain help across the land. Obtain help to be faithful witnesses. For this is a decade where the Lord says, towards the end of last year, I was sharing with our brethren. He said, this is the year of the witnesses. This is the year of the faithful witnesses. And if you check when Jesus said, you shall receive power and you'll be witnesses unto me. The word witness there is the word matus, matar. So it's not a coincidence that we are seeing the spirit of the matar being released in this season. And that spirit is coming upon the body of Christ in this season. Men will arise and become faithful witnesses for Jesus. They'll be willing to push the boundaries of the kingdom and establish the dominion of God. Father, thank you. Thank you for help. 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 Help! help. In everything you do, experience help. Experience help. Experience help in this season. Experience help! I decree the help of God. It shall be said of you that you've been marvelously helped by the Lord. The Lord will help you this year. The Lord will help you this year. Beyond your ability, beyond your strength, the Lord will help you this year. The Lord will establish you this year. The Lord will give us a new witness in this city. We will fulfill our eternal call as a house of prayer for all nations. In 1 minute, can we just stretch our hands over our nation? From the north to the south. Can we say, we arrest the spirit of Apollyon? We arrest the influence of Abaddon. That spirit that is coming for the saints. That spirit that is coming for our nation. Can we say, Lord, we arrest the spirit of Abaddon. We break the horn of Apollyon over our nation. We break the horn of the spirit of destruction. We break the horn of Apollyon over our city Jos, over our state Plateau, over the middle belt. We break the influence of Apollyon from the north. We judge the influence of the desert spirit. We break the influence of the northern army. We break the influence of the northern army. We break the influence of the northern army. We cause the influence of Abaddon. For I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. We cause the power of hell. We break the influence of Abaddon. From the north to the south, we break his influence from the south. We bind the floods from overflowing. We bind the floods of wickedness. We stand as a house of prayer for all nations. We stand for our nation. We arrest the power of Apollyon. We arrest the spirit of disaster. We arrest the flood of wickedness. We break their hold over our city. We break their hold over our city. We curse the power of the waster. We curse the power of the destroyer. We restrain the madness of the devil. We restrain the madness of Leviathan. Ilamina kaberesia. Ilabradia kombi lagadas. I want you to say over this church, over our families, we put the covering of the Lord. We invoke the covering of the Lord over this house, over our city, over this church, over our family. We restrain the activity of the angel of destruction. We restrain the influence of Apollyon over our land. We speak from the northern to the southern plateau. We restrain the spirit of Apollyon. We restrain the spirit of disaster. Ilamania Kobeliza Liga Barate Limando Siska Likabila Siligiata. Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lord, we declare that our city is preserved. Pray for the city of Jerusalem. For they shall prosper that love her, saying peace within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. Lord, we declare your healing, that let the river of healing and revival begin to flow from the altar. Let it spread through our city. Let it spread through our nation. Let it break the hold of the desert spirits. Let it break the hold of the northern army. Let their influence be weakened in this city. Let the house of David grow stronger and stronger. And let the house of Saul and its government diminish. Let them become weaker and weaker. We judge the altar at the national level. We command your oppression to become weaker and weaker. We break the horn of the sons of wickedness. We judge the power of the sons of Belial.
that have brought our land into affliction and oppression. We declare that the angel of the Lord begins to judge them. We declare judgment from the north to the south. Judgment from the north to the south. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this year. Thank you for this year. Thank you because your people break forth. Thank you for the spirit of dominion that shall be seen in this season. Dominion that will come in wealth. Dominion that will come in the anointing. Dominion that will come with increase and expansion. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That God will give you a governmental anointing. A governmental anointing. I decree a governmental mantle. A governmental mantle. Dr. Carries, I see the Lord bringing you into that season. I see someone scheduling a meeting for you to meet with a high-ranking officer in government. I see the Lord opening doors. And the Lord says, seek me in this phase. Seek me in this season. I will give you light. I'll give you light. He said, believe me. Trust me. Because I'll begin to put my words in your heart. I'll begin to lose your tongue to speak them. He said, trust that it is my spirit that is speaking. For I will give you the secrets of the heart of man. And I will open to you the treasures of darkness. Because the riches of hidden places to be opened in this hour. Men will come. The sons of Ty and their daughters say, I entreat thy favor. Lord, I pray for everyone in this house. Let the season of the dominion of the church begin. Let everyone by the power of the Holy Ghost begin. Let the Holy Spirit begin to woo your heart into new levels of encounters, into new levels of intimacy, into new levels of power. Let the power of the breaker be upon you. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. That in this season you will see signs. You will see wonders. You will see miracles. By the finger of the Lord. Lord, I decree within now the next 3 weeks. Let there be supernatural testimonies. I call for miracle of money. I declare the workings of miracles. I declare the workings of miracles. I command enter into those doors that have been opened in this season. And let your dominion spread. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.